Another reason why it's so important to have hachana, to prepare before starting to davenin, by focusing our hearts and removing distractions, is really to enable tefillah to happen at all. What's tefillah? Tefillah is a conversation between us and Hashem. Every conversation has two sides. And even if one side is doing all the talking and the other side is doing all the listening, nevertheless, it's a conversation. When we call our friends, and they're really good friends, they're able to listen without interrupting us or solutionizing, and we can unload, talk through all our worries. We have no problem focusing, and we can go on and on for an hour. No problem at all. Why? Because someone's listening. Someone cares. But when we talk to Hashem, we know He's listening, right? So why is it so difficult to daven? Why after 5 seconds does every thought and every worry in the world cross through our minds? Why after a few more moments can we be continents away? The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim explains that davening requires us to connect to Hashem, to have dveikus. And as much as we want to connect to Him, Hashem wants to connect us, but Hashem has to want to connect us. And when we lack in our connection, Hashem doesn't connect to us either. We're not there, so He's not there. The Bach in Or HaChaim, Siman 98, Tzadiches, he explains this further. He says, the Pasuk says, Tachin libam takshiv aznecha, prepare their hearts, and your ears, Hashem's ears, should listen. This refers to preparing oneself to daven with kavana, so that Hashem should listen. The Bach explains that the language indicates that it's not in our hands to prepare our hearts. We ask Hashem, Tachin libam, please prepare their hearts, so that you can listen. Only if Hashem allows us to have kavana, if He gives us that ability, if He assists us, if He clears our heart, then we can find the ability to focus. And if we can focus, then and only then Hashem will listen. So how does it start? How do we get Hashem to come close to us so that He will prepare our hearts and begin to listen? So the Bach says, Habala Taher, Messiah, I say, if we do our part, trying to prepare our hearts by focusing and removing whatever distractions we can, then Hashem will step in and prepare our hearts for us. And then, once we're prepared, so then He'll come and He'll listen to us. So, we see how important and imperative it is to prepare before davening. It simply is impossible to have kavana without Hashem helping us prepare our hearts. And He only prepares it if we try. So if we don't take the time to try, otherwise we are not prepared. And if we're not there, He's not there. And that's why it's so impossible to keep focused. Because if we haven't done that preparation, then we might not be talking to anybody, so to speak, because we're not there. The main hachana actually has been organized by Chazal. For Shacharis, it's Psukah Dezimra. For Mincha, it's Ashrei, and for Marav, it's Birchas Kriyashma and Shema. The Ramchal explains that saying the praises of Hashem that we say in Psukah Dezimra has a very special ability, a very special power to bring a great light, or panav, the light of Hashem upon us, because Hashem chooses it to be that way. Like we say, Habaycher B'shir Zimra, Hashem chooses these praises we say for Him. But as we understand, that's hachana, but the hachana itself needs a hachana. To be able to daven Ashrei or Psukah Dezimra requires coming on time, saying them without being rushed, and having a moment or two before to realize what it is we are about to do. By getting used to coming on time and even a minute or two earlier, it has such a power effect on our tefillahs, because then we make the proper hachana. And when we make the proper hachana, we can start having kavana. And when we have kavana, Hashem is there and we are there, and we can truly connect.